Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
America, yeah! Fat, uneducated, beer, yeah, flags, good trucks, bald, yeah! Screw the learned people, no!
USA! USA! USA!
It's the dadgum estate.
Well, my.
Yeah!
That is 7-9 bull.
Go Chargers, go!
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
You like that? You like that?
Fire away, big boy. Yeah, baby.
A lot of people chiming in on my soccer team, by the way. You know, and that's the tough. Like, it's like, I'm not kidding when I tell you soccer is overwhelming to try to get. It's by far like the biggest task of deciding to be a fan. It just is.
I really wanted to get into the Premier League probably 10 or 12 years ago, and I thought I could just, like, pick a team and do that, but then the team I picked was Manchester City, and I felt like that was too much of a front runner because they just got all this money from their ownership group or whatever. And I'm like, I don't really know how to go about it. I like watching a good game, but like you, I've had a hard time, like, finding true allegiance to a team.
Yeah, because there's no... I mean, let's be honest. I don't get to see them play. They're across the pond. What are the chances of whatever team I pick? Although, you know, Leeds does. I like where Joey's going with this. Leeds.
Leeds United.
Leeds United. Although someone points out Crystal Palace was the one because they were like middle of the road. They had a cool logo and someone said they just signed Japan's best player.
Yeah, I read that on our YouTube chat. Mm-hmm. That could have some allure for you.
The BTJ would be very happy if I told her that all of a sudden. Because like the Timbers had a Japanese gal. I think she's still there. She just, like, she loves it. Anytime there's anything Japanese, my gal's like, oh, my God, it's the best thing in the world.
Okay, so, Suk, I have some news for you here. This is crucial. Do you know what the nickname is for the Leeds United Football Club?
What?
The Whites.
No.
I swear to you.
No, they're not.
I'm looking at their Wikipedia right now.
What?
The club nickname is the Whites.
No.
Yes, it is.
How?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Since one, and now I've just Googled, why are the Leeds United called the Whites? Luke Allen scores the Leeds United. Leeds United's nickname is the Whites or the Peacocks, although the latter is mainly used by older fans. The nickname comes from Leeds United's kit, which in the 1960s was changed to pure white. They're the Whites? Oh, my
goodness. That's right.
I think I have to become a Leeds United fan.
You don't really have a choice, do
you? I don't, right? I mean, Joey brings up the fact, like, he's like, you should read for Leeds, and it turns out he buried the lead.
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
That they're the Whites?
I just have always preferred the Whites. I wish I could have more white things.
And you can. There you go. I think we figured it out. Solved.
They got a cool crest. They got two lions.
Owned by 49ers Enterprises.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
Hmm. I gotta order a Watts jersey. Can I put Watts on the back of it for the name instead of a player?
You could probably get a scarf that says the Watts.
Why do you like Leeds United?
Well, because they're the Watts.
Because they're the Watts. Sometimes the universe just opens up and it finds something that is just perfect.
I was trying to find something that would make them more appealing, and I think we landed on it.
It's like the worst possible reason. And I'm looking forward to someone asking, hey, what's up with this Leeds United? Why are you such a fan? I think you know why. What? If only they had a Japanese player on the team.
We can look at their roster.
I could be like, why do you look? Oh, they got a Japanese player and they're the Whats?
I don't see any Japanese players. No big time Japanese on that roster.
It's disappointing. You say Joey buried the Leeds. Oh. Oh, good times. Good times. Well, I think we have an answer. Now I got to look into a Leeds United jersey. Because the scarf is one thing, but I feel like I'm not going to wear it. I have a Timbers and Thorns scarf. I only wear it to the games.
Sure.
But if I get myself a Watts jersey.
Where are you going to wear it?
Oh, different things, you know.
Rallies.
Yeah. Capital. You know.
Insurrections.
Their sponsor is, what is the Boxed? B-O-X-T? What is that? What the hell is that some sort of...
I don't know.
You don't know what that is? It is weird, like, when you look at all the European jerseys, because it's an ad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Leeds crest is, like, up in the tiny corner.
And that's with all of them. I mean, I always thought it was so strange when, like, Manchester United was rocking Chevrolet across their chest, which was their sponsor for a time.
Yeah, and then it changes. Well, I mean, that's the same thing, like, with the Timbers.
Yep.
You know, now it was DiBella, and now, for a long time, it was Alaska Airlines, mm-hmm. and now it's Tillamook.
That's right.
It's the I wanted Old Trapper. I wanted
ooh,
some,
that'd be good.
Yeah, because there was some
synergy there.
Yeah, I wanted some Old Trapper beef jerky on the front. Actually, what I wanted was like Mary's. Someone did a mock-up of the Mary's Strip Club Timbers jersey, and it was the most amazing thing
I remember.
I've ever
they
seen.
Sent that to us.
Yes, and why someone didn't my guess is you can't even buy a blank Timbers jersey, because if you can, then you could make your own. And because if someone out there had made that Mary's Strip Club with the Mary's logo on the Timbers jersey, I would wear that to every single Timbers game.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, it was like...
I think you might earn some new fans with that.
I would think so. Although, you know, you never know at that Timbers game. It's
maybe not always the Mary's clientele.
Well, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
And, like, look at me. I look like I'm going to be a problem. Then I roll in wearing a Mary's Timbers jersey. I'm just asking. And there's one lady... Like, my buddy's seats are like down right at at one of the end lines, like right at the, like, it's not the goal line, but I don't know, like where I guess it's just the end line, right? Right, like in the corner, like we're doing the corner kick.
Sure.
And there's a lady, and she's a very, like, I think she's in charge, and she's down there, and she's always standing right there in the corner, and she looks very important, and. I think she hates us because she just looks angry all the time. And I don't think it's anything particularly that we're doing.
Just your overall vibe.
I don't. She just seems very unhappy all the time. And like it's become a running joke where I think she sees us looking at her and we're just looking at her because she looks pissed off. And then she's like, what are these jack wagons looking at? And that makes her more pissed off. But yeah, we asked someone and she's like pretty high up. And I'm you know, I won't say what her name is. But yeah, she just looks angry all the time. And I feel like if I were to wear my Mary's strip club jersey, I feel like that would not help our situation.
I think that's probably accurate. Yeah. It paints you further into that corner that you didn't want to be in.
Yeah. And I don't even know if like it's a thing. She's, you know, she clearly knows because we're there all the time. So I don't know if she has any problem particularly with us or if she's just her general countenance. You know, some people just have that angry face.
Sure.
But I feel like if I wore that jersey, and they're not my seats, they're my buddy's seats. I feel like we don't want to get marked. We don't want to get labeled.
No, but definitely not.
But if I wear my Watts jersey, my Leeds Watts.
By the way, I'm seeing that Boxed was the Leeds sponsor for this most recent season, but they will be going to Red Bull next year as their primary kit sponsor.
What is Boxed?
I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know.
I don't want Red Bull on my...
Well,
really?
You might not have a choice if you're going to be a White supporter.
I got to wear Red Bull. Can't I get the old Boxed one? Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it looks like Boxed will be the official sleeve partner, no longer the chest partner.
But we don't know what Boxed is.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
All right, well, now
I've done multiple Google searches, and I cannot figure it out.
All right, so I got to be a Red Bull bro now, huh?
I guess.
All right, well, sign me up. Red Bull it is. I'm going to have wings for the Watts.
Oh, it says it's heating and cooling. Boxed is boilers, air conditioning, solar panels, and battery storage.
Right. Well, that's what I'm about now. I'm about solar panels and
energy
catching
drinks.
Some wicked air, bro. Wicked, wicked air with my Red Bull and my Watts.
Hot. Yeah.
Gonna go on eBay right now. See if I can find one. See if I can find one cheap. Gotta like lean into it. Just, you know, see what. You know, dip my toe in the water. Ooh, I got one right here. $34.95 used, but it's a large, and they're getting, you know, they're going to be European sizes.
Oh yeah,
that's the other problem I have with it. The soccer clothes, they're not meant for me,
dude. I am not lying about this. I was about this size when I studied abroad, and I wanted to get an FC Copenhagen jersey.
Good
the
luck.
Local club, 6XL is what I came back with to fit my double XL body.
Yeah, it's like one time I ordered not the last Women's World Cup, but the one before that where we were good. I ordered a Megan Rapinoe jersey.
Nice.
And ordered double XL.
Not even close.
Oh, my God. That thing was a medium. And by the way, it was a tight-fitting medium, too. This is the most depressing thing ever. Of all, I'm like, really? And like, I emailed the people back. I was like, yeah, can I get a bigger size? And they're like, we make a 3X. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to cut it.
You got to go up at least a couple more.
I'm like, if that's just one size up, that ain't working. So hopefully I can find my white jersey in an appropriate Husky teen size. All right, we come back. We got firework news. Not a good 4th of July for one man from South Carolina and some other stuff as the club rolls on a post-4th of July edition of Primetime right here on 1080 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, growing up in my house, the 4th of July was an interesting time because my old man, the one still kicking, not the late great Bob Brown, but my dad, the original John Sicanic, hated fireworks, hated them dearly.
And based on?
He just thought they were dumb and dangerous.
Okay.
And he would literally get angry. Like, I remember we were at a, I don't remember whose house we were at. We were at someone's house. And when I was a... when my kids were little, I would let them light off fireworks.
Sure.
You know, I was like, whatever. You know, and we tried to do it in a safe thing. I always thought Roman candles were probably the easiest thing. So my kids are like 10. It's like, here. You know, you give them a Roman candle, you tell them, hey, hold it straight out, right? And they think it's great. They're holding a Roman candle. What can go wrong with a Roman candle? Don't point it at your sister. Straight up in the air. And when they were younger, I would hold their hand and hold it up and away you go. And they thought it was great, right? That was like about as adventurous as we got.
Yeah, we started even lower with sparklers at first. But same idea.
Sparklers. Like when they're real little, right? You do sparklers and you do like the smoke bombs. But like I was never letting my kid like light off mortars or anything.
Sure.
You know, when they got to be like 16, 17, yeah, sure. You want to light off a mortar, be my guest. But I always tried to do, you know, don't be an idiot with fireworks. My dad just hated them. He would get angry if kids were around fireworks. He just, like, I remember once, like, he stormed into the house. He was so angry. I don't remember exactly why. There was, like, one of those, I think someone lit off a mortar, and, you know, sometimes the mortar, like, it doesn't go all the way up in the air, and it kind of explodes right as it comes out of the tube, and, you know, some sparks, you know, land on some people, and he was just like, I told you this is about, someone's gonna die, and he, like, stormed off, and we were like, whoa. We don't know why, like, what... It was like a childhood thing. I don't know. Maybe he like watched a friend get burned or something, but like he just hated fireworks. And so like, I'm not afraid of fireworks, but I do have a healthy respect for them. But there are people like my dad who just absolutely hate them. And then you read stories and you're like, nah, that may be why. So this happens every 4th of July. There's one of these. And this comes with some Yahoo News. And out of South Carolina, Dorchester County, South Carolina, officers showed up to a neighborhood block party in Somerville, 1023, and they found a man lying in the roadway suffering from major head injuries. Witnesses told the deputies they were from a fireworks incident. 41-year-old Ray McGrew had ignited a large firework, see mortar, on top of his head. Witnesses told investigators he was wearing a large top hat, which, by the way, if you're at a fireworks display and there's a man handling fireworks and he's got a large top hat on, you go.
Yeah, that's not.
No. Just there's some things that you just look at. You don't want to necessarily judge a book by its cover, but sometimes the judgment is just a layup.
Well, the horrible thing is I feel like you say we hear one of these every year. Usually it's like an appendage or whatever, but like I swear somebody did the mortar on the head and died a couple years ago.
Yes.
Like this has been done before.
Yeah. This man was 41 years old and he thought to himself, hey, I'm wearing a top hat. What could go wrong?
Unbelievable.
What went wrong is he put the mortar on top of his head, and his friends were telling it. This was the victim's wife, by the way, who was there The victim's wife said he placed the firework on the head to, quote, show off at the block party. Family members tried to get him to stop, but it was too late. The firework went off and McGrew collapsed. My man blew off his head and he was pronounced dead at the scene. There was no attempt to revive him. He literally blew the top of his head off. Did he think the top hat?
To show off.
Did he think the top hat was like some sort of protective helmet? It was like a Harry Potter like wizard cloak.
Well, was it supposed to be a mortar that shot out of it, or was it supposed to just like? Because I guess I don't totally understand what is what he thought was going to happen.
I don't know,
because I think with the kid, I think it was a younger person who died a couple years ago. They put the mortar on top of their head, and they thought that the firework was going to shoot out of the mortar, and it never came out of the mortar, and it just exploded there. But yeah. So I don't know if that's what this situation is like or something else.
I do know sometimes, like, with the mortars, like, they don't always shoot out of the tube.
Right,
like,
so maybe it's this kind of a situation, but this is why you don't put fireworks on your head.
Yeah, especially large fireworks. Like, you know, if you want to light a sparkler and put it behind your ear, dude, worst gonna happen, you're going to get a little singed.
Those jackass dudes used to always put bottle rockets in their butt.
Yeah.
Right in the butt?
Like, that's, you know, that's, I don't know. I'm not saying that
it's not like that's a good idea, but it's a better idea.
Yes. I think we've all done, throughout our lives, I think we've all done something stupid with a firework. I know I certainly have. But never have I put a large mortar. Like, you look at the size of those things, and you're like, hey, it's a bomb. It literally is a bomb that shoots a couple hundred feet in the air and then explodes. And you thought to yourself, I'm just going to put this on my head with my cool top hat, and my friends are going to be really impressed.
Unbelievable.
Like, I don't want Ray Allen McGrew here to be dead, but at the same time,
This is one of those...
I have a lot of sympathy.
This is one of those Darwin Award situations where the gene pool, you know, the weak in the gene pool eliminate themselves.
I do feel bad for his wife because, well, she watched him blow his head off.
I think maybe the worst part is that a bunch of people right before realized what a bad idea it was and tried to get him not to, and they basically tried to save his life, and he wouldn't listen.
What is that? Like, I wonder what that does to a block party.
Wonder what that does to a whole neighborhood.
Yeah, and look, I got a real good idea of what Somerville, South Carolina's got going on. And maybe this is me being pretty judgy. I got an idea. I got an idea what Alan Ray McGrew, the fact that his name is Alan Ray. I got a feeling. But at the same time, do you think that ends the block party? Like,
yeah, I think it probably does. Yeah, if the coroner shows up.
Is it like a football injury where, like, in football when you get hurt, you just move the drill over 10?
It could be.
Do you think someone was like, hey, you think we just, like, go next door and light off fireworks? Or
so, is it cool if we, well, we're not going to put any in our heads, so can we just move down the street a little bit? Or I can't think of a bigger party buzzkill.
How does that work? You're there, it's 10:30, you're waiting for, like, the big finale, your kids have been waiting all day. Meanwhile, your neighbor's missing the top of his head. Do you just, like, put the top hat back on it? You're like, just put that over it? Like, I don't know. I've never been to a block party where someone dies.
And hopefully you won't.
No, I think that, and someone saying, this has to be on video, right? Yes.
Probably.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Somebody was videoing.
Because you can't have fireworks without people taking video. And just let me stay for the record. No one's going to watch your video. You're never going to watch your video. Put your damn phone down. That being said, you know 100% this is on film. The question becomes, does it make its way to, like, Reddit?
Yep. No, I think you're right. I mean, it's somebody has it. And maybe because it involves death, it won't be it'll be censored or won't be shown. But there's still places that pops up.
So. There was that one kid that remember that the big obese teenager in Florida that died on the carnival ride?
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
Oh, dude, I saw that. And I didn't realize what I was watching.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I definitely did not see this.
Yeah, he was on one of those, like, where it goes up and then it drops you real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my kid was watching something on her phone. And I was like, oh, what are you watching? She goes, hey, did you hear about that kid in Florida? I was like, yeah. Ah! And it was just right there. Dude, like.
And so what happened to him?
Oh, he fell from, like, 100 feet.
So he fell out of the harness?
Fell out of the harness. Like, he was so. I mean, I feel bad. He was like 400 pounds.
It couldn't contain him, the harness. But
yeah.
But they still, I mean, I feel like somebody running the ride should have told him he can't ride.
They did. Like, I guess he tried getting on multiple rides, and they kept telling him, you can't go on these. You're too big. The the harness wouldn't click. Like it was,
then
he was
hit ride.
Yeah. So eventually, he went to this one, whatever you call that, like the gravity ride, right? Shoots you up and then drops you straight down. And I guess they told him no, and he kind of was like insistent, like come on, come on, come on. And they let him on, and because he was so big, it wasn't all the way in. So like when he dropped him, he slid out.
Yikes.
From like underneath, and he fell. And it's like on video. I mean, I was like, no. Oh my God, my kid's watching it. She's like, oh yeah. She's like, everyone at school is watching it. I'm like, holy hell. So, you know, top hat, the dude's in a top hat putting something on his head. If someone wasn't filming, you know, someone was like, dude, get out your phone. Like, you know, old Alan Ray here has got a mortar on his head and he's wearing a top hat.
Alan's showing off again.
Yeah.
By the way, I tried to do some digging on Somerville, South Carolina for you. The only thing I could really find out, about 50,000 people, also the home of A.J. Green, the wide receiver, Brett Gardner, the Yankees longtime center fielder, and Sam Esmail, who created the series Mr. Robot.
Mm, interesting.
And that's all I got, though. I didn't find much on you know, the economy, crime, anything like that.
Yeah, but. Aren't fireworks accidents? How do I put this? Aren't they just the usual suspects? If I told you that someone died by blowing their head off,
it's probably not someone who's exercising great caution.
Right? Like, can't we see, you know, there's a big Kid Rock fandom there. You know, how many buds were involved in this? Like, we know what happened.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there was no sleeves to go along with this. Like, it's I got a pretty good picture. I doubt that we're going to find out that he was an attorney at law. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to guess not.
No, that's... So, you know, there was one of these every year. Well, it turns out this one was from Somerville, South Carolina. And interesting block party. All right, when we come back, we've got... we got protest news. We have what I think is fantastic. Some people might say the stuff of nightmares, but quite possibly a great new business idea. And... would you want your wife to be attracted to you because you looked like someone else? All those, or like one or two when we come back. We'll see what we get to. Club 1080, you're on the Fan. Okay, I'll give you this. Do you want wife attraction questions, or do you want haunted doll possessed by a dead woman?
Oh.
Where do you want to go? I'll go do dealer's choice here because we'll probably get to one of these.
Yeah, let's do the attracted wife. That sounded intriguing.
All right, so this is interesting.
Or wife attracted by. Yeah.
Well, I wondered if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Okay, so this comes to us from jolly old England. And let me just first state for the record, Ed Sheeran is an extremely talented man. Like, amazing. If you get a chance to see Ed Sheeran in concert, do it. And he's huge. Like, I think he's sneaky, one of the biggest artists in the world.
Yeah, he is a global megastar.
Global megastar, yes. So there's a lady named Amanda Barron who is obsessed with Ed Sheeran. Like, number one fan.
Okay.
Like, in her house, there is, like, wall-to-wall, creepy Ed Sheeran stuff. We all know that person, right?
She's the over-obsessed super fan.
Yes. Follow him around on tour. Just, it's... beyond weird. And we got my guy here, Ty Jones. Ty Jones has never been particularly popular with the ladies. You know, hasn't had a lot of relationships. And he looks like someone. He looks exactly like someone. Ed Sheeran. He bears a striking... resemblance.
So was she combing the internet for him?
To Ed Sheeran. And look, again, we can admit Ed's probably not the most traditionally attractive man.
No, and certainly some people find Ed Sheeran attractive, but it's not because he has classic good looks.
Yes. So, and she is a bit older than he is. And like I said, he admitted he was not very successful with the ladies. And she did find him online. And instantly,
how do you start your search? And guy looks like Ed Sheeran?
And instantly fell in love.
Of course.
And they, after a short period of time, they are now married. Their wedding was themed Ed Sheeran wedding, Ed Sheeran music. They did the, what is it, the Thinking Out Loud dance. Everything was Ed Sheeran.
I mean,
so
I don't like this.
So I asked the, question. And by the way, they were married by a Johnny Depp impersonator who did the Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
So my gal here likes to have a good time, right?
Yeah.
But I ask you, is it a good thing or a bad thing that your wife is attracted to you, but isn't really attracted to you, is just attracted to Ed Sheeran, and she can't get Ed Sheeran, so she got you?
So this is, I don't know if this is tough, but there's a part of me that thinks, all right, you said this guy didn't have that much success with the ladies. If this is what gets you a loving wife and someone that wants to get in the sack with you, then maybe you're okay with it. If it's been a tough road. But as long as you realize you're basically her live impersonating Ed Sheeran sex toy. Like, that's what you are.
She wore Ed Sheeran Crocs to the wedding.
And that's the thing, too, is like, you know when you're up, that when he's up there, he's not actually Ed Sheeran, right? Is she just in her head in a fantasy land where she is trying to pretend and believe that, well, he really is the one?
And that's my, like, we all know that your wife at times is thinking of someone else.
Sure.
Like, but is it weird to know that your wife is thinking about someone else every single time? And the only reason that she's on top of you is because she can look at you and be like, that's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, it's a little bit, and it's also way different than if you're like, ooh, my wife thinks I look like Jason Statham. That's cool. You know, like that would, there are certain celebrity hots that you'd be like, all right, sure, I can dig it that she thinks I'm as good looking as this other person. This has nothing to do with traditional good looks. This has to do with the super fan obsession and you fitting into it. So yeah, that's the weird part.
It's just, I as I read through the wedding, which again, every song was, their wedding song was an Ed Sheeran song. The first dance was a Ed Sheeran song.
Your whole marriage is a sideshow. Like, I don't like it.
So I just asked. So your wife thinks you're the most attractive person on the planet. She's obsessed with you.
I mean, that part's nice.
But she's not obsessed with you.
Yeah.
She's obsessed with the person who's the better looking, more successful version of you. I was wondering, like, it'd be like if your twin brother was like the coolest guy in the world and your wife had the world's biggest crush on him but couldn't get your brother, so she was like, what about you?
I'll get the twin. Because I can at least think it's the brother or pretend it's the brother.
See, right?
That's the thing, is you're trying to alter your own reality or like bend your belief in what's happening in reality based on making this person so close to your fantasy. Like, it's, yeah, that's a whole, I wonder if she has a therapist.
I don't know. I just thought that was,
also,
I thought it was interesting.
At some point in time, does he like get the imposter syndrome going? Like, honey, I am, like, I can't sing. I'm not him. Like,
you know.
Or he just doesn't care.
You know that he has to, like, lip sync. You know
or
that
something.
There is, you know, there's some weird role playing going on. Which, dude, whatever blows your hair back, I'm all for it. But, like, what if he comes home one day and is like, I'm not wearing, like, I'm going to change my hair. What if he came home and was like, I feel like,
shaved head one day. Not the moppy ginger mess.
Yeah, his hair, same thing. It, identical. Or what if Ed changes his look? Do you now have to change your look to go along with Ed?
I bet she makes you, yeah. Unless she wants to hold on to the previous image of Ed because that was her favorite version. But, yeah, man, this is...
Right? It's a little weird.
I wonder what the longevity is here.
And I wonder,
situation.
Like, does he have to get the Ed Sheeran tattoos?
Oh, probably. Or at least she would like that. Maybe they put that on their wedding registry.
Because all the photos that they had, he was wearing full, he's wearing a tux and suit, but he does look an awful lot like Ed Sheeran. But
I just hope he's happy.
It's a poor man's Ed Sheeran. Well, I think he's happy that someone's touching it.
That's right.
She doesn't want to touch yours. She wants to touch Ed's, and yours is a stand-in for Ed's. So
that's exactly right. You are the live cosplay version of Ed Sheeran.
I said, Suk, maybe BTJ is attracted to Ivar the Boneless, but since she can't marry him, she settled for you. I will say this. I was dating a gal, and she was engaged to another guy. Like, they had just broken up, and I think I was, like, kind of the rebound. And I did find out later on that it was a little weird.
There was a resemblance?
Yeah.
Mm.
And it was like, I don't know if that's, like, a type, or it was just... It was a little weird. When I saw photos, I was like, ah, damn it. And she always like wanted me to like, she was big and she was like, oh, because she was like, you should wear suits. She always liked when I wore a suit. And like someone showed me his Instagram page and guess what he was
suited
in?
Suited and booted?
Suit all the time. He was full on suit guy. And I was like, yeah. I was like, that's really weird. That's just some dude. Imagine the Ed Sheeran thing. That would weird me out. 100% weird me out.
Somebody on the Vancouver 4 text line says, honestly, I think my wife thinks of Versace when we make sweet, sweet love.
Look, and here's the thing, guys, not to shatter your ego. Dude, your wife thinks about different people all the time, and Versace. So do you. Just, you know, get that out of the way right now. I tell BTJ that all the time. I'm like, stop with that I'm the only one you think of crap. Because it's a lie, and I appreciate the lie, but I don't need to be lied to, and neither do you. Every now and then, sure, throw me in there. But you know as well as I, if you go see Aquaman or you see Magic Mike, I ain't the one that you're thinking about, all right? It's not the way this works.
No.
No. So let's just be honest with ourselves. Everyone does it. In this case, this lady just does it a lot. All right, we come back. If we got time, Haunted Dolls. If not, we shut it down. Club 1080, finish it up next here on 1080 The Fan. I don't have time for anything else. I wanted to get to haunted doll news, but look, let's be honest. Chances are Rob's not going to be here on Monday with COVID. So
I'm guessing we can get to it.
We'll get to haunted doll news next. And I got to hear about, apparently, we got potty adventures going at the Buckley House.
Potty training boot camp this weekend. We hope it only takes 3 days. We'll see.
There's now potty training. Why does everything have to
it's
be
not a, it's not a it's boot camp. It's a boot camp. It's just, I guess, a crash course because the whole, hey, tell us when you have to go hasn't been happening.
How old's Cannon here?
Just over three years.
Mm.
Can't get to four and have it be this way.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. One and two, or?
I've gotten the report from my wife. He's gone number one 9 times today since I left for work.
9 times.
Nine times.
All right, he gets a little M&M each time afterwards.
One M&M?
Two if he makes a number two.
Mm. Peanut style, or?
I think we just gave him the regular ones.
I think you're kind of screwing him over.
I didn't buy the candy.
One M&M? Is that a cheap-ass thing you had going? One M&M?
Maybe I'll give him a whole damn candy bar. I don't know.
A Starburst or something. A handful of Skittles, for God's sakes. Come on, Buckley. All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you for joining us here. Hopefully, again, everyone, 10 fingers, 10 toes. Be safe out there. It's going to be hot. Don't do anything stupid. And we'll be back on Monday with or without Rob. We'll find out. And you've been listening to Primetime here on 1080 The Fan. We do the walk.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, I'll give you this. Do you want wife attraction questions, or do you want haunted doll possessed by a dead woman?
Oh.
Where do you want to go? I'll go do dealer's choice here, because we'll probably get to one of these.
Yeah, let's do the attracted wife. That sounded intriguing.
All right, so this is interesting.
Or wife attracted by. Yeah.
Well, I wondered if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Okay? So this comes to us from Jolly Old England. And let me just first state for the record, Ed Sheeran is an extremely talented man. Like, amazing. If you get a chance to see Ed Sheeran in concert, do it. And he's huge. Like, I think he's sneaky, one of the biggest artists in the world.
Yeah, he is a global megastar.
Global megastar, yes. So, there's a lady named Amanda Barron who is obsessed with Ed Sheeran. Like, number one fan.
Okay.
Like, in her house, there is, like, wall-to-wall, creepy Ed Sheeran stuff. We all know that person, right?
She's the over-obsessed super fan.
Yes. Follow him around on tour. Just, it's beyond weird. And we got my guy here, Ty Jones. Ty Jones has never been particularly popular with the ladies. You know, hasn't had a lot of relationships. And he looks like someone. He looks exactly like someone. Ed Sheeran. He bears a striking resemblance.
So was she combing the internet for him?
To Ed Sheeran. And look, again, we can admit Ed's probably not the most traditionally attractive man.
No, and certainly some people find Ed Sheeran attractive, but it's not because he has classic good looks.
Yes. So... And she is a bit older than he is. And like I said, he admitted he was not very successful with the ladies. And she did find him online. And instantly,
how do you start your search? And guy looks like Ed Sheeran?
And instantly fell in love.
Of course.
And they, after a short period of time, they are now married. Their wedding was themed Ed Sheeran wedding. Ed Sheeran music. They did the, Thinking Out Loud dance. Everything was Ed Sheeran.
I mean,
so
I don't like this.
So I asked the question. And by the way, they were married by a Johnny Depp impersonator who did the Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
So my gal here likes to have a good time, right?
Yeah.
But I ask you. Is it a good thing or a bad thing that your wife is attracted to you, but isn't really attracted to you, is just attracted to Ed Sheeran, and she can't get Ed Sheeran, so she got you?
So this is, I don't know if this is tough, but there's a part of me that thinks, all right, you said this guy didn't have that much success with the ladies. If this is what gets you... a loving wife and someone that wants to get in the sack with you, then maybe you're okay with it. If it's been a tough road, but as long as you realize you're basically her live impersonating Ed Sheeran sex toy, like that's what you are.
She wore Ed Sheeran Crocs to the wedding.
And that's the thing, too, is like, you know, when you're up, that when he's up there, he's not actually Ed Sheeran, right? Is she just in her head in a fantasy land where she is trying to pretend and believe that he really is the one?
And that's my, like, we all know that your wife at times is thinking of someone else.
Sure.
Like, that's, but is it weird to know that your wife is thinking about someone else every single time? And the only reason that she's on top of you is because she can look at you and be like, that's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, it's a little bit, and it's also way different than if you're like, ooh, my wife thinks I look like Jason Statham. That's cool. You know, like that would, there are certain celebrity hots that you'd be like, all right, sure, I can dig it that she thinks I'm as good looking as this other person. This has nothing to do with traditional good looks. This has to do with the super fan obsession and you fitting into it. So yeah. that's the weird part.
It's just, I as I read through the wedding, which again, every song was, their wedding song was an Ed Sheeran song. The first dance was a Ed Sheeran song.
Your whole marriage is a sideshow. Like, I don't like it.
So I just asked. So your wife thinks you're the most attractive person on the planet. She's obsessed with you.
I mean, that part's nice.
But she's not obsessed with
you. Yeah.
She's obsessed with the person who's the better looking, more successful version of you. I was wondering, like, it'd be like if your twin brother was like the coolest guy in the world and your wife had the world's biggest crush on him but couldn't get your brother, so she was like, what about you?
I'll get the twin. Because I can at least think it's the brother or pretend it's the brother.
See, right?
That's the thing, is you're trying to alter your own reality or like bend your belief in what's happening in reality based on making this person so close to your fantasy. Like, it's, yeah, that's a whole, I wonder if she's a therapist.
I don't know. I just thought that was,
also,
I thought it was interesting.
At some point in time, does he like get the imposter syndrome going? Like, honey, I am like, I can't sing. I'm not him. Like,
you know,
he just doesn't care.
You know that he has to like lip sync. You know
or
that
something.
There is, you know, there's some weird role playing going on, which, dude, whatever blows your hair back, I'm all for it. But like, what if he comes home one day and is like, I'm not wearing, like, I'm going to change my hair. What if he came home and was like, I feel like...
Shaved head one day, not the moppy ginger mess.
Yeah, his hair, same thing, identical. Or what if Ed changes his look? Do you now have to change your look to go along with Ed?
I bet she makes you, yeah. Unless she wants to hold on to the previous image of Ed because that was her favorite version. But yeah, man, this is...
Right? It's a little weird.
I wonder what the longevity is here.
And I wonder,
situation.
Like, does he have to get the Ed Sheeran tattoos?
Oh, probably. Or at least she would like that. Maybe they put that on their wedding registry. Tattoo gift cards.
Because all the photos that they had, he was wearing full, he's wearing a tux and suit. But he does look an awful lot like Ed Sheeran. But like,
I just hope he's happy.
It's a poor man's Ed Sheeran. Well, I think he's happy that someone's touching it.
That's right.
She doesn't want to touch yours. She wants to touch Ed's. And yours is a stand-in for Ed's. So
that's exactly right. You are the live cosplay version of Ed Sheeran.
I said, Sook, maybe BTJ is attracted to Ivar the Boneless, but since she can't marry him, she settled for you. I will say this. I was dating a gal, and she was engaged to another guy. They had just broken up, and I think I was like kind of the rebound. And I did find out later on that it was a little weird.
There was a resemblance?
Yeah.
Mm.
And it was like, I don't know if that's like a type or it was a little weird. When I saw photos, I was like, ah, damn it. And she always like wanted me to like, she was big and she was like, oh, because she was like, you should wear suits. She always liked when I wore a suit. And like someone showed me his Instagram page, and guess what he was
suited
in?
Suit and booted.
Suit all the time. He was full on suit guy. And I was like, ew. I was like, that's really weird. That's just some dude. Imagine the Ed Sheeran thing. That would weird me out. 100% weird me out.
Somebody on the Vancouver 4 text line says, honestly, I think my wife thinks of Versace when we make sweet, sweet love.
Look. And here's the thing, guys, not to shatter your ego. Dude, your wife thinks about different people all the time, and so do you. Just, get that out of the way right now. I tell BTJ that all the time. I'm like, stop with that I'm the only one you think of crap. Because it's a lie, and I appreciate the lie, but I don't need to be lied to, and neither do you. Every now and then, sure, throw me in there. But you know as well as I, if you go see Aquaman or you see Magic Mike, I ain't the one that you're thinking about, all right? It's not the way this works.
No.
No. So let's just be honest with ourselves. Everyone does it. In this case, this lady just does it a lot. All right, we come back. If we got time, Haunted Dolls. If not, we shut it down. Club 1080, finish it up next here on 1080 The Fan. I don't have time for anything else. I wanted to get to Haunted Doll news, but look, let's be honest. Chances are Rob's not going to be here on Monday with COVID. So
I'm guessing we can get to it.
We'll get to Haunted Doll news next. And I got to hear about, apparently, we got potty adventures going at the Buckley House.
Potty training boot camp this weekend. We hope it only takes 3 days. We'll see.
There's now potty training. Why does everything have to
it's
be
not, a, it's not a it's boot camp. It's a boot camp. It's just, I guess, a crash course because the whole, hey, tell us when you have to go hasn't been happening.
How old's Cannon here?
Just over three years. Can't get to four and have it be this way.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. One and two, or?
I've gotten the report from my wife. He's gone number one 9 times today since I left for work.
9 times.
9 times.
All right, that gets a little M&M each time afterwards.
One M&M?
Two if he makes a number two.
Mm-hmm. Peanut style, or?
I think we just gave him the regular ones.
I think you're kind of screwing him over.
I didn't buy the candy.
One M&M? Is that a cheap-ass thing you had going? One M&M?
Maybe I'll give him a whole damn candy bar. I don't know.
A Starburst or something. A handful of Skittles, for God's sakes. Come on, Buckley. All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you for joining us here. Hopefully, again, everyone, 10 fingers, 10 toes. Be safe out there. It's going to be hot. Don't do anything stupid. And we'll be back on Monday with or without Rob. We'll find out. And you've been listening to Primetime here on 1080 The Fan. We do the walk.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
I don't have time for anything else. I wanted to get to Haunted Doll news, but look, let's be honest. Chances are Rob's not going to be here on Monday with COVID. So
I'm guessing we can get to it.
We'll get to Haunted Doll news next. And I got to hear about, apparently, we got potty adventures going at the Buckley House.
Potty training boot camp this weekend. We hope it only takes 3 days. We'll see.
There's now potty training. Why does everything have to be
It's not a boot camp. It's just, I guess, a crash course because the whole, hey, tell us when you have to go hasn't been happening.
How old's Cannon here?
Just over three years. Can't get to four and have it be this way.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. One and two, or?
I've gotten the report from my wife. He's gone number one 9 times today since I left for work.
9 times.
9 times.
All right,
gets a little M&M each time afterwards.
One M&M?
Two if he makes a number two.
Mm-hmm. Peanut style, or?
I think we just gave him the regular ones.
I think you're kind of screwing him over.
I didn't buy the candy.
One M&M? Is that a cheap-ass thing you had going? One M&M?
Maybe I'll give him a whole damn candy bar. I don't know.
A Starburst or something. A handful of Skittles, for God's sakes. Come on, Buckley. All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you for joining us here. Hopefully, again, everyone, 10 fingers, 10 toes. Be safe out there. It's going to be hot. Don't do anything stupid. And we'll be back on Monday with or without Rob. We'll find out. And you've been listening to Primetime here on 1080 The Fan. We can do the walk.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.